Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening once again to the Prayer and Deliverance Hour with Bishop Herbert Hux. I'm your engineer for the evening, Etienne Gibbs, and we're going to go right ahead and get things started. Bishop, good evening. Oh, let's say hello to Bishop first. Good evening, Bishop.
Okay, Father God, we thank you for your goodness, oh God, and we thank you for your metaphor blessings. We thank you for a brand new day. We thank you for those that are getting ready to embark upon their holiday, Lord God, and many will not even acknowledge you. And for that reason, God, we stand in prayer for them, that you keep us all safe from hurt, harm, and danger, that your divine and perfect will, Father God, will be done in all of our lives. God, save the lost at any cost. Save from all walks of life. If we have committed anything wrong, any sin, that when we go to the altar to pray, God, and it come to our remembrance, give us to do like your words say. Leave our gift there at the altar. Go and make it right with our brethren, and then come back, God, and pray unto you. Give us, oh God, to follow through like your word tell us to do. Give us to quit making excuses why we cannot do your divine and perfect will. Now let the anointing of God have the right of way. Let it have free course will within our lives. Let it take control, Lord God, in a miraculous way. For without you, Lord God, can't nothing exist. Nothing, Lord God. Give us to take no thought for what we're going to eat, for what we are going to put on, for God, for what we are going to wear. Well, if you take care of the lilies of the field, Lord God, and the sparrows of the air, you are able to take care of even us, O ye of little faith, thy word say. For all things works together for the good of those that love the Lord, to those that are called according to your purpose. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you the praise, God. We give you the honor. We magnify and exalt you. We reverence you above all gods that are in this earth, Lord God. For all are made by your hands, but we were made for your pleasures. The angels were made to give you praise 24 hours a day. God, we praise you when we can, but you know that we are unable to do it 24 hours a day because you did not make us that way, because we do have to sleep at night. But God, whenever we do have the liberty to do so, give us to do it right now. Now, you bless our going out and our coming and our sitting down and uprising. Bless the broadcast and all of it, listeners. All of these blessings we ask in thine son's name. Thank God. Amen.
And amen to that. Bishop, I think we have Pastor on the line. Let's go ahead and see. Pastor, is that you there?
Yes, praise God. I don't know what happened.
Hello,
but,
welcome back. Glad to have you
praise
back.
God.
Amen.
Good to be here.
Good, good. Well, we just opened the show, and you heard the tail end of the opening prayer. Do you have anything you want to go with?
Actually, I heard it all. I was there right as you brought me in. The praise God, Bishop.
Okay.
Praise God. Awesome prayer. Awesome prayer. I'm going to let Bishop start out. I'm just grateful to be here. Praise God.
Okay.
Grateful to be on the air again and just grateful to be amongst the land of the living.
Well, praise God. I'm glad to have you back. As always, good to hear your voice. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank God for
the
anointing. Thank God for the power. Praise God. What we're going to deal with tonight, or we're going to start dealing with tonight, is the blessings, amen, of God. The blessings of God. And when you look up, blessed be the God, the blessings of God, it deals with so many things that God has promised his children. So many things, praise God, that God said he would do. God's intention and God's desire, praise be to God, to bless humanity, amen, to show the central force, amen, that God's covenant with his children or his relationship, praise be to God, with them. When you look at the Bible, starting in the book of Genesis, you can just see the blessings of God all over it, about the days and the night, God designed act that he has done, blessed be to God. And we can see that all of these things are firmament and all, these things are blessings, the source of the light, his reasons, praise be to God, of dealing and giving them, praise be to God, and him creating man, praise be to God, because if God had not created man, well, you would not even be listening into this broadcast, praise be to God, today. And even right down on the day that is set aside for us, amen, and the Saturday that is set aside for the Jew, are blessed days that God has given us rest, amen, and above all, to give us his name, the blessings, the miracle-working power, the healing, the authority that God has in just within us. Those are just a beginning, praise be to God, concerning the blessings of God, the act of prayer, praise be to God, and the blessing, the condemnation, or even the commendation that God gives his children for, blessing them for sanctification, grace, and the laying on of hands. When you bless an individual and God's design approval, blessed be to God, his design, amen, sanction, and being glorious and joyfulness, amen, for all the blessings that God has, amen, is and will do for his children.
Amazing, amazing, yes, yes, yes. Bishop, I've done some research today. I remember coming across something that we talked about before. God is such a loving God. He doesn't ask much of us, parents. He will correct us, but he only asks one thing of us. Well, actually two things. That we obey him, and then when we come forward to communicate with him, that we be in a state of grace, meaning sinless. So for that, we need to do two things. We need to confess our sins, our plate, and go clean to God. And then also obey what he says. Is that correct, Bishop? Comment?
That's correct. Yes, that is correct.
Very good, very good. Let's hear from you, Pastor.
Pastor?
Okay. Yeah, she probably has her phone on mute. Okay,
I said,
no problem, no problem.
Because we live, we move, we have our very being because of him. He gave his only begotten son so that we wouldn't perish, that we would have everlasting life. Praise God. And today I want to come from 1 Peter 1. I'm reading a few scriptures here, a few of the verses. It says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. That's some hope there. Praise God. God is good. And he wants us to know when he sent a better sacrifice, when he sent Jesus Christ, praise God, to be a better sacrifice for us, that we have an inheritance that can never perish, never spoil, never fade. And this inheritance, the word of God said, is kept in heaven for us. Praise God. We know he's good, and it goes back to the love of Christ. Because of the love of God, praise God, because of God's love is the reason that we're here, that we have opportunity to repent and to get things right and to line our life up with him and to be able to be able to be ready when he comes back, praise God, to be able to go with him, be able to go to heaven with him and be in that sacred place with God. Praise God.
Yes.
And it also goes without saying, and all of that love that it also requires, amen, to be obedient, praise be to God, unto God. Now, you know, when you read the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, verses 1 through 14, it tells you, praise be to God, that how, amen, God will bless you, praise be to God, and it shall come to pass, if thou, blessed be to God, shall hearken diligent, blessed be to God, to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, in other words, what God is saying, I'll bless you going out, I'll bless you coming in, I'll bless you sitting down in your uprising. You won't be the head, you'll be the head, not a you'll be on top and not the bottom. You'll be the loner and not having to be the borrower. That how God will bless your increase. That when Lucifer flood was, everything was destroyed. Praise be to God. And so his flood lasts longer than Noah's flood, but everything was not destroyed. So the blessings of God was to replenish the earth with the fruits, blessed be to God, and with the gardening for man and woman to replenish the earth, et cetera, et cetera. And so all of those, blessed be to God, can be classified as blessings from God. And when we take and look at the blessings of God, look at ourselves and look at our families and look at the ones that are around us. All we can say, praise be to God, amen, that they are some blessed, praise be to God, individuals. That's why the Bible tells us down in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, and the Lord bless thee and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and be gracious, blessed be to God, to you. The Lord turn, blessed be to God, his face toward you and give, praise be to God, peace. This is one of the most powerful, amen, blessings in the Bible, for when Moses was in the presence of God, Moses could not see God face to face. God blessed him to see his backside. And so even the Lord shined, blessed be to God, upon Moses. And Moses caught the glimpse, blessed be to God, of God's backside. And God, amen, called Moses, amen, face to shine, praise be to God. And so the blessings of God can be and understood, praise be to God, in so many ways. And you know, when you look at it from Genesis all the way to the conclusion of Revelation, you will find the word blessing, praise be to God, 7,000 times in the Bible.
What's that word again, please?
The word blessings, when you find, you can find the word blessings,
yes,
7,000
yes,
times written in the Bible. So if you find it that many times in the Bible, then God wanted us to grab hold of this blessing and not to lose any of its benefits.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So God put us here on earth, but He hasn't forgotten us. He gives us, and he takes away. Like the perfect parent he is, he takes away the bad, but he gives us the good and says, now you work and give us everything for free. No. He gives us common sense. He gives us a conscience. He gives us a free will. He says, you work with it. You got common sense. Work with it. And if we do, we gain a reward. If we don't, then we don't. And then, curtain, consequences. If we do what we do, then we come up with the right answer, the right results.
Praise God. You there, Pastor? Amen. Pastor?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm certain her phone must be off again. Yes. Okay. I'll go right ahead then, Bishop, please.
Okay. And then when you look at along with the blessings in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 2, and all of these blessings, blessed be to God, shall come on thee and overtake thee, praise be to God, if thou shalt hearken unto, amen, the voice of the Lord, praise be to God, thy God. And God, and this is a commandment that God is giving us. All we got to just say, for instance, that you are just sitting there all of a sudden and have your mind on God and not thinking of anything particular, not praying for anything particular, but all of a sudden a blessing, just be to God, just overtake you just like that. That's just another blessing that a child of God has just been overtaken with. Something that you've been asking God a while for, but you have not forgotten all about it, but God had not forgotten about it, and all of a sudden He blessed you with it. And that's why He will bless, amen, our coming out, amen, and our going away. There will be many that will come against us, but God said, look, I don't care what way they come in at you. When they go out, they're going out seven ways. Oh, yes, they're coming in one way. By the time I finish with them, bless you to God, they're going out of here seven ways. And so, therefore, you ain't got to worry about what they do. Blessed be to God. And so God will bless you above any nation that is out there as long as God.
Wow. Amazing. He's a good God. He's a perfect parent.
Yes. The pastor come back. Think that her coming back.
Well, she's. Oh, I just went to her phone and it dropped. Yeah, she's having trouble with her phone. That's about a second time tonight it dropped. She'll call back in when she gets a chance.
Okay, praise God. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, praise God. The idea is and the objective is, praise God, that, you know, we need to let our children know that, you know, when you talk about the blessings, praise be to God, of God, when you talk to it about in the Hebrew term, it means to kneel. When they sought God, they kneeled down in prayer. They kneeled before the presence of God. When they brought their children to be blessed, amen, by the old patriarchs, the old priests, the elders and all, they kneeled in their presence. And once they kneeled in their presence, praise be to God, then they knew that they would receive a blessing from them. And so we need to do the same thing today. Kneel before God. Let the act of God presence be upon us. See, God is the one that blesses us, but we need to also let people know that there is always blessings when it comes down to your contact with God. Amen. Did Pastor make it back on?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay. Praise God.
The calls dropped again.
Then, as it said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. And we know that so much of that is going on. And people would ask the question, how in the world, blessed be to God, can someone say when they are persecuted, when people, amen, revile against them, blessed be to God, how in the world can they say that they are blessed? Well, you are blessed, praise be to God, because you are being persecuted for the sake of God. You are blessed because you are being reviled, amen, and they lie upon you. Why? For the sake of Jesus Christ. All that we do, and I'll say it again, all that we do, it should be done for the glory of God, for the glory of Jesus Christ. If it's not done for their glory, then there is no blessings that is going to follow us. So one would ask the question, how is it possible to be blessed, amen, for being, amen, hated? Well, it's because, amen, they persecuted Jesus. They persecuted the prophet, praise be to God, that was before you. And so when you are hated, when you are lied on, it put you, amen, in that same company of Jesus Christ. It put you in the same company, praise be to God, of the prophets.
So true, so true. You know, when I was growing up, one of the things we were taught was to show reverence to God And how do we show reverence to God? By doing the things we don't demand. For example, when we go into church, you may notice that in the Catholic Church, we do a lot of blessing ourselves in the name of the Father, the Son, the but we make a sign of a cross in front of us to show reverence to God, that we're remembering that he was on the cross. And we don't have a cross today. We don't have people dying on the cross today as prisoners. We have the electric chair, but we don't have crosses. And we don't certainly don't have a Jesus man here. We have to remember our past and keep that in front of us. So one of the ways we do that is by the sign of the cross. Reverence to God that I learned as a kid, and I find it very, very confident to keep it alive, is to make a bow. I bow my head to mention the word Jesus, because there's no other name but his name, Jesus. And his name is above all names, and even God. I should bow my head, because he is above all, and there's no way we could express in our limited human form want to acknowledge that he is above us. So we do little things like that. We make a sign of a cross. We make a bow. And there's one more thing. He talked about in the Roman days, in the Christian days, when Christ was alive, one of the things that the Romans would do to their bow or genuflect, which means they would put their knees to the floor. Well, even today, we have that practice still alive in the Catholic Church. Before we go into our pew, some people go to a church as if they're going to a theater. They just move in, grab a seat, and sit down and wait for the show. Not like that in church. That's a holy place. That's a temple of God. So what we do, we try to be as reverent as we can, as reverent as we can to God with our reverent acts. So what we do is genuflect. What does that mean? We let our knee touch the ground out of it. To God. God, I can't do anything else that is supernatural, but the least I can do is show you I'm paying reverence to you. And thing that lets God know that we're trying our best to be as close as we can to him, although he's way above us, but in touch with us. So we want to be in touch with him too.
Praise God. Did our pastor now make it back?
No, I think we've lost her. Her call has dropped, and she's made no attempt back.
Okay. Well, you know, Abraham was one of them that he meant that he was a sure blessing unto all the races, praise be to God, that is on, amen, the land. For when God told Abraham to get up from around your kinmen, and I want you to go to a land that I will show you, praise be to God. Abraham got up with Sarai, blessed be to God, his wife, and all that he had, praise be to God, and his nephew Lot, and they went, praise be to God, unto a land, not even knowing, praise be to God, where he was going. But God told him that I will make, blessed be to God, a great nation, praise be to God, and I will bless thee, praise be to God. Now, if God can do something like that with one person, and you got 6.8 billion peoples on this land today that God wants to do the same thing to, although that we know all of them are not blessed because they are not serving God, because you got to serve God in true holiness, or as the Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without no man shall see the Lord. That means we got to have peace with everyone. And following God is not religion. Religion is man-made. We got to follow God accordingly unto the word of God, accordingly to the direction of the Spirit, accordingly as Jesus Christ have left, blessed be to God, the instructions, praise be to God, for us. Amen. So when we are blessed in that manner, then you know God will open up the doors of success. God will blessed be to God, everything that your hands touches. God will bless your body. God will bless your mind. God will bless your family. Amen. God will, amen, bless your mind. Praise God. God will even bless your steps if we are doing, amen, what God says. The bad part about it, the enemy has come in and try to derail everything that God has set in motion, amen, for the children to obtain a blessing. He comes in and he tries to counterfeit everything that has to do with God, because everybody's mind is not strong, according to 2 Corinthians 4:11, I think it is. Everybody's mind is not strong, for the God of this world has blinded their mind unless they will believe the glorious gospel of Christ. And so the idea is, if you are intending to receive a blessing, if you are intending to receive miracles, if you are intending to walk in the light of God's blessing, then you got to do it God's way. If you cannot do it God's way, you're going to have to hit the highway.
Hit the highway. I like that. Hit the highway. Hit.
Praise God.
And
amen.
Don't come back.
Amen.
No, sir. No. No, no, Pastor.
Well,
just
I'm
you and me.
That, praise be to God. If it messed up, that maybe she can get hold of someone else's phone that she can connect to,
yes,
because I know that she has much to say, praise be to God, on this
subject.
Praise be to God as well. Amen.
Okay. Let's take a moment to announce the number, just in case someone needs to call in and not aware of our number. Number 657-383-1766. Again, that number is 657-383-1766. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Let's hope that Pastor gets back on the line and we'll go from there.
Praise God. Amen. So, you know, and so you have anything that you have to say, Agent?
Well, I'm looking up the word blessing because quite freely, and it gets a little confusing at times, because blessing can be used two different ways, but when it comes to talking with God, it can be used two ways. God could bless us, or sometimes we say we. Now, I find it difficult to comprehend, because when we say blessing, we are saying that God has given us something that we don't deserve. The goodness of his heart, of the goodness of his character, of the goodness of his will, he's given us something because he loves us. What do we have to give God because we love him? That's where I'm saying, that's where I'm stuck, because we can do our best, but our love of God, and God knows that, he understands that, but at the same time, there should be another word in the English language that would help us understand we're giving back to God rather than saying we're blessing God. And blessing is a gift, is a grace, is a mercy that he doesn't have, but he does it anyhow, because he's a loving God. He's a perfect parent. As I say, a perfect parent doesn't let a child go hungry. Likewise, a perfect child misbehave and not learn from that misbehavior. So a loving parent would let the baby suffer the consequences. He's going to get burned. Oh yes, he can get burned. But I've told him 50 times already, if he touches that hot stove, he will burn. Well, I can talk. The parent can talk until the parent is blue in the face. But if the child touches that stove the 10th time, remembers it's a hot stove. Maybe that's what it takes, 10 times for him to learn. So I'm going to stop there because I feel like I'm rambling on.
Okay. Well, amen. Well, that's all right as well. You know, the Greek word for blessing, praise be to God, is makarios, which means, praise be to God, to be made happy. When you are blessed by God, and I'll say that word again, amen, and I may not be pronouncing it right, praise God, but the Greek word, praise be to God, for blessings, praise be to God, is makarios, which is makarios, which means, blessed be to God, to be happy. You know, when you give a child a toy, when you bless them with an allowance, when you bless them with clothing, when you bless them with a car, they are happy. Praise be to God, they are so happy, amen. And a child of God should be the same way. When God bless you with with whatever goodness that God bless you with, whatever that you request, whatever you ask, or whatever that you pray to God about, whatever God gives you, bless be to God, even if you did not, amen, pray for it, because some things that God give unto us, some things that God bless us with, are so undeserving. If God would bless us accordingly to our actions, praise be to God, towards God, some of us would never receive a blessing. Praise be to God. So I'm so glad
yes,
that God does not see it, praise be to God, in the way that we see it. And so Peter, praise be to God, the apostle, praise be to God, you know, they preached the gospel. They did everything that they supposed to do. They done, amen, they prayed unto the church, praise be to God, and they asked, amen, the Lord, amen, to bless them. But one thing about it that most people fail to understand, according to Acts, chapter 5, blessed be to God, and verse 41, through all of their reveling, through all of their persecuting, through all of their beatings, they were still rejoicing that they could be a blessing, praise be to God, unto the God. Why? Why did they do that? Why did they rejoice? Because God had blessed them. It's not always receiving some goods. Sometimes, amen, it is just God, amen, telling you, amen, you have done good. Well done, thou good and faithful servant, because you have been faithful over a few things. Now, bless God, I'm going to bless you, amen, with many things. And so it's not always about money. It's not always about material, bless be to God, but it is a blessing that God bestows upon those that just look unto the hills from whence cometh their help. For truly, praise be to God, their help is in God, amen, which made heaven and earth. And so the idea, amen, is, if we look at it the way that God said, the history of Israel, amen, it began with the promise of God's blessing, amen, and as well as cursing, amen. But God, amen, began to let them know that all of your blessings was going to become, amen, through Abraham. Now, me, myself, I don't know about some of you, but I'm talking for myself. I wasn't born a Jew. I am an adopted Jew. I was adopted in the royal priesthood. The way I was engrafted into the royal priesthood. What do I mean when I say I am engrafted? Well, you take a half of a tree of an apple, you take a half of a tree of an apricot, amen, you engraft them together and let them grow, praise be to God, as a whole. That's how you get an apricot. So Christ done the same through me, amen, through Abraham. I was engrafted, praise be to God, through Abraham, amen, so I am an heir of God and a joint heir of Jesus Christ. And so that applies to everyone, amen, that is a child of God. You are a seed of Abraham. If you are a seed of Abraham, that means you are blessed. As the song or the kids used to sing a song, Blessed Abraham, well, you ought to act like you, amen, are a seed of Blessed Abraham. He had everything that he wanted from God, and I'm telling you today, you can have every blessing that you want from God today on your own, I mean, as well as yourself. Praise be unto God. Amen.
Amen on that. Amen. All right, let me go ahead and mention that number again. That number is, the call-in number is 657-381-766. Again, 657-383-1766. And Bishop, if I may, could you go ahead and mention your prayer line? You have a prayer line, 24-hour prayer line. Would you mention
it? Go ahead and talk. I got to have him to bring my card.
No problem. No problem.
Amen. But as he said, though, you want to call in, praise be to God, on this prayer line, area code 657, praise God, 383, praise God, 1766, 657-383-1766. 17, praise be to God, 66. My 24-hour prayer line is this. It's 502-294-7729. My prayer line, again, it's 502-294-7729. If I do not answer, just leave a message, and I will get back with you.
And also, you do a, what is it called? It's called a periscope?
I'm on periscope.
That's what you call it. Periscope.
Yes, I'm on periscope. Yeah, I call it periscope. Yes, sir. I'm on periscope every Monday morning at 8 p.m., every Wednesday morning at 8 p.m. Once again, I'm on periscope every Monday morning at 8 p.m. and every Wednesday morning at 8 p.m. On Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m., I am on Facebook Live. Every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m., I am on Facebook, Live. Praise God.
And all times are Eastern time.
All times are Eastern time. Yes, sir.
Correct. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, just
thank
you.
You
and me.
Did Pastor Howard join us back yet?
Yeah, no, just you and me.
Okay. Bible says down in James 1 in verse 12, blessed is the man who preserve under trials, because when, blessed be to God, he is tested, blessed be to God, he will receive a crown of life, amen, that God has promised, blessed be to God, those that love him. I want to get this crown of life, praise God. I want to get every crown. There's five crowns, the death crown, the soul winning crown, the rejoicing crown, the elder's crown, and the soul winning crown. I want to get every one of those crowns, praise be to God, but right now, this is a crown of life. You are blessed, praise be to God. You are preserved, praise be to God. These writings, amen, what I'm reading, they are coming from the NIV. Every once in a while, I like to read from different versions of the Bible. That's how you can study and get even clearer understanding as well. My main Bible is King James Version. I'll tell you that. I preach from that every single time, but every now and then, God will prompt me to use another version, blessed be to God, when I'm on these telecasts or broadcasts. So this particular one, blessed be to God, is coming from the NIV, praise be to God, and that's why it sounds a little different, blessed be to God, than the King James, praise be to God. So once more, blessed be to God, see the blessings, amen, are the results of something we might, blessed be to God, not associate, amen, our trials with. You know, again, as I said earlier, who want to go through? But look here, sometimes in order to receive your blessings from God, sometimes you're going to have to go through. Let me put it to you like this. You does not get a paycheck if you are not out there working. And if you are doing a half job on your job, you're going to get a half payment, blessed be to God. If you, amen, don't come in 40 hours, blessed be to God, a week, you're not going to get a 40-hour payment. Well, the blessings of God work, amen, similarly. If you do not, amen, put your time in reading and fasting and praying and seeking God, then you are not going to receive the blessings of God. How I know that? How would you know whether you're receiving a blessing or a curse if you don't know what the word of God is all about? How would you know whether you're receiving a blessing or a curse, amen, if you don't read what someone tell you? Search the scriptures, amen, for yourself. For in them you think you have eternal life. They are they that testify of me, according to John 5, amen, 39. So as it says in 2 Timothy 2 Timothy 2:15. Amen. Study to show thyself approval, a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the words of truth. That means we can read the word of God, but we can, amen, wrongly divide it. We can wrongly tell someone something that is, blessed be to God, not even true. So the idea is, if you want your blessing, if you want your miracle, if you want God to move in your behalf, if you want God to heal your body, if you want God to move in the behalf of your family, and so on, then get in the Word of God, see what the blessings are all about, apply them, blessed be to God, unto you, and then you will know without a shadow of a doubt, oh yes, ma'am, yes, sir, there is blessings when it comes down to God. Now, and not only that, praise be to God, but when you want to, let me put it to you like this. Anything that you want God to bless you with, I challenge you tonight. And I'll say it again. I challenge you tonight. Any blessings that you want God to bless you with, get your Bible, find all of those scriptures that have to do with all of those blessings, and start reading those scriptures on a daily basis, and I'll guarantee you God will start blessing you with every one of them. Be blessed by God, and let the miracle working power manifest itself within your life. And you know what? You got to be living right. Amen. Most people will say it doesn't matter to what kind of lifestyle you live in, but it does matter what kind of lifestyle you live in. You got to have lifestyle of Jesus Christ. You can't be living any old kind of way and expect you're going to receive the blessings of God. It will not work. For God I'll live and for God I'll die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'll say it one more time. You cannot live any old kind of way and expect to receive a blessing from God. But why will God tell me to live holy? Why will God tell me to live right? And you can live any old kind of raggedy way you want to live up and then receive the same blessings that I get or those that live in right. It don't work.
It doesn't work that way. You're right. You're right. If we go to God, we have to go to God cleanly. That's why
Amen.
We have to confess. That's why we have to repent. That's why we have to clean ourselves up. Now listen to this from if we were going to meet the president, if we were going to meet a king, we wouldn't go there in raggedy old clothes with our sneakers falling off.
That's right.
Shoes. We would put our suit on. We put our Sunday best clothes on. Well, doesn't God get more than that? I mean, we need to be in our state when we go in front of God, especially when we want to ask him to do something for us. We get a better chance to get in the blessed. Doing what God is asking us to do obediently. For example, Mom would say to us when we were kids, we asked her, Mom, can I have my candy now? And Mom says, well, have you done what I asked you to do? Yes, Mom. Well, Mom, on your voice, she better double check. She better double check. She goes in your room and find that you didn't do what you needed to do. What does Mom do? Well, I have that candy. Guess what? You need to clean up your room first. Okay, Mom, I'll do that. 2 days go by and the child still hasn't done it. Well, Mom is not going to get up and get frustrated. But she's not going to get
That's
up
right.
and turn away. She says, I have that stuff here for you when you clean up your room. And the child getting to understand the mom isn't denying him. The mom is telling the child, you have to be responsible and capable of dealing with your own consequences when you come before your request for something. And that's the same thing we have before God. We just can't go up to God, hey, God, I'm here. Drop it on me. I'm walking out the door. No, 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 no. God doesn't work like that. God says, reverence, come to him with a clean heart, come to him with a clean spirit, and then he will talk to you, and then he will give you according to his will. So, Bishop, I hope I'm making sense with that. I'm not a pastor, But I'm using what I learned in school.
Amen. Well, it's like I said on the television today, you don't have to be a preacher, you don't have to be a pastor, you don't have to be a bishop or whatever. All you have to be is a child of God to deliver the word of God. People feel that the cause that or minister or in the ministerial alliance, that's what qualifies them. But just because that someone say that they are a preacher, it don't mean that they are a preacher. Just because that, blessed be to God, they got a title on their name, amen, some of them went, amen, and some of them wasn't sent. And that's the bottom line. Those that God called, God qualifies them, and those that he qualifies, those God will justify. So don't apologize for not being a preacher, because a lot of them that's out there today that saying that they are not preachers, praise be to God. And that's just the bottom line. I know I'll probably get in trouble with that. I saved them trouble anyway, so it ain't nothing new. Praise God.
Well, God's got your back. There you go, Bishop. God got
God,
and
that's what makes all
back,
the difference.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, when we look at the blessings of God, and the knowing that God, amen, is our rock, and knowing that God is our salvation, and that God called us through the name of Jesus Christ, and when we know that we are blessed, it's because this Prince of Peace, blessed be to God, he came into our life, this mighty God. He sent this Prince of Peace, amen, from heaven, amen, third heaven, coming through second heaven, blessed be to God, and then getting in first heaven, which is this earth, blessed be to God. In other words, as I often said, he came from outer space into inner space, praise be to God, to let us know that he would be the Prince of Peace to everyone that wanted a blessing, blessed be to God, from him. Oh, yes, ma'ams, and yes, sirs, I know that devil, sometimes he distorts your mind and try to keep you, amen, from obtaining your blessing. He keep you, praise be to God, or let's rephrase it, he derails your blessing a lot of times to prevent it from getting unto you. Blessed be to God, he get your blessings sometimes, blessed be to God, off of track. But you know what? He may even sometimes try to delete your blessings, but don't even worry about those things. Know that if God be for you, God is more than the whole world against you. Why? It's because I can do all things, praise be to God, through Christ, which strengthens me. Blessed be to God. And when you know, praise be to God, according to Philippians, amen, 4 and verse 13, when you know that you can do all things through Christ, and a devil in hell should be able to shake your faith. Amen. And how you know, how do I know that I am blessed? It's because the Bible tells me that every now and then, amen, God would give me a steak. Every now and then, God would give me a hamburger. Every now and then, God would stretch my dollar bill. Every now and then, God would stretch the gas in my car. Every now and then, God would stretch my house note. Every now and then, God would stretch, amen, my utility bill. I say that because that's what somebody right now is saying, blessed be to God, in their mind that are listening to this telecast. But I want you to know, don't even worry about it. And the reason that I know that you are blessed is because the Bible says down in Philippians, amen, 4:19, and my God supply all of my needs accordingly, blessed be to God, unto his riches and glory. And you know, heaven, praise be to God, is full, it is full, and it is full all over. So I say unto you this night, young man, young boy, young girl, young woman, old man, old woman, and all in between, I'll say, praise be to God, do not miss your blessing from God on this broadcast. Do not miss your, blessed be to God, blessing as these, amen, broadcasts go on. Even right now, while I am talking, amen, God want to bless that individual that are suffering with a back problem right now. That's the power, that's the anointing, that is the authority that God want to heal hold up. And God want to make you ever withhold up. Stop letting the devil mess with your mind. Stop letting the devil tell you, amen, that God will not give you peace. Because God will, praise be to God, do that. And that's why Bible said now in Isaiah, amen, 6:23, and thou wilt keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon them. Why? It is because, praise be to God, they'll keep their mind on the Lord. If your mind, praise be to God, is not on God, don't even worry about getting a blessing, because you are not going to get one. A child, as Brother Adrian said, when that parent, amen, give them what? Amen. That child know they're going to be rewarded. Well, your rewards are the blessings of God. Your rewards are what God said in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. So those are your blessings. You are blessed by Father Abraham. Lastly, but not least, a mother knows her child. Asking that child as she said, did you clean up your room? Yes, I cleaned up that room. Well, what that mother should do next, did you clean up your room or did you just throw all of your clothes and your toys in the closet? That will find out the truth, amen, of the matter, and that will determine whether they will get their blessings or not.
So true, so true, so true. Wow. God is a perfect God. He's a perfect parent. He doesn't give us what we want all the time, but he gives us what we need all the time.
No true.
One way or another. Yep. And that's what a parent does. A parent
does
the sweets, all the candies we want, because they know that it's not good for us. But they will give
that's
us
right.
one or two every once in a while. Because it's nice to have a little sweet. But the parent who cares about us will not overload us with sweets. And God is the same way. He gives us
right.
we need to survive. He doesn't give us what we want to be abundant with on this earth. No, 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 no.
Yes. Amen.
Let's take a look at the switchboard.
We
have no callers.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Bishop.
Okay. Okay, no callers?
Was.
You know, we need to realize the power of the early church was to receive, amen, the benefits and the miracle-working power of God. And, you know, if we can realize that and put ourselves in the positions, praise be to God, like that, there is no good gift that God will, praise be to God, will withhold, praise be to God, from his children. You know, as I sit here, bless be to God, at my dinette table where I'm sitting right now, I just began to think within my mind how blessed I am. I was in a wheelchair, praise be to God, but God got me out of the wheelchair, praise be to God. I, well, bless be to God, have suffered from all kinds of ailments, but God has delivered. I had cancer 5 places in my body, but I am a blessed individual today. I have no cancer, praise be to God, nowhere in my body, praise the Lord. I was unable to talk a good while, but look at me. I know that some of y'all wish I would shut up, praise God, but that's giving God the praise, because I am blessed and able to talk, am blessed and able to speak. But you know what? One of the greatest blessings that I really, really, really thank God for, I thank God that I am blessed with life. I could have not been born, number one, and then since being born, I could have been dead and gone a long time ago. But I thank God for the very life. And if that is not a blessing all by itself, then I'll just shut up. Praise God.
No, life is a blessing. Every morning we open our eyes. We don't.
Every morning.
Yeah, we'll be able to, but God allows us to open our eyes. He allows
Amen.
Us. To go to sleep at night. He allows us. You know what's up? God has everything balanced. He does
That's
not
right.
allow us to stay awake 24 hours. Could you imagine on sleeping? God made a nighttime, he made a daytime. He made a sleeping
That's
time,
right.
he made a working time. Now, sometimes our job switches automatically. It's still the same. Whether we work daytime or work at nighttime, we still have our sleeping time and our working time. God put all that in place before we're even born. Wow. It's amazing.
Amen.
Amazing. Yes.
Amen. It is amazing. So, you know, think about it. Think about it while this broadcast is coming to a close. You think about how blessed you are. We're not finished with this blessing. I want Pastor Dow to get into this because she got a lot to say, and I'm so sad that she was unable to connect tonight. You know, sometimes we have these electronic things. Mine went off last week. I was right into the midst of broadcasting on Facebook Live, and it cut, just cut right off. And so that's how these electronic things are. But, you know, those are what we have to deal with. So, but we certainly miss her, amen, tonight. We thank God for the time that she did spend with us. But we sure are looking forward for her to being with us, blessed be to God, on next week because she is our co-host. We work together, Pastor Dowd and I, and I certainly thank God for that. We thank God for our producers. They always do a great job to make sure that our shows get out, blessed be to God, in the manner that they does, praise be to God. We thank God for all of you listeners. Very rarely do we get an opportunity to thank God for all of our listeners. So we really thank you, amen, our listeners for tonight, because you are a blessing, praise be to God, unto us. Because if you wouldn't listen, listening, we wouldn't even be on anyways. So think about, praise be to God, how blessed you are. It's not the alarm clocks that wake you up when you go to sleep. It's not your power that keeps you up in the daytime. It is all because you are blessed by God. So don't take your blessing for granted, but learn how to appreciate it. Learn how to value it. But above all, know where it all comes from. And when you get an understanding from where it comes from, then I think, blessed be to God, that you will value it more, blessed be to God, than you no doubt does. Praise God.
Bishop, we had a caller on the line. Could reconnect with a caller. Caller from area code 252, give us a call back, please. We have about 3 minutes before we go. We'll squeeze you in. We'll go ahead.
Amen.
By all means. Okay,
praise
while we wait momentarily to see the call comes in, let me try something. Let's see if I could call.
Okay.
Yep, I'm calling.
Oh, okay, good.
Going in. I hope we didn't lose the caller. Area code 2. Yes, hello. Are you there, caller?
Hi. God bless you guys. I appreciate what you do for us in sharing the word. My question is there a purpose in blessings? Is there a purpose for the blessings of God in our lives?
There is a purpose in our lives, and there's a purpose for it, but we'll have to take up on that, praise be to God, next week, because our time for that and for the length of time it would take to do that, it already will be suspended by that time.
Okay.
Tell you what. Call us first thing next week.
So do turn in, do turn in next week, and we will give you what that purpose is about, dear.
Okay.
Call
us first
thing.
I'll see
you guys later. We'll give you first priority. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care now.
God bless
you. Got first. Right. God bless you.
Time for our closing prayer, please.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for your goodness, O God, and we thank you, Father God, for all that has been done. We thank you for the ones that have listened and those that called in, sis, God. We thank you, Lord God, for Brother H. And God, wherever Sister Shaquille is, God, you bless her, deliver, God, and let us hear from her, Lord God, in a miraculous way. Now, God, move mightily by your power. Bless Pastor Dowd. Bless each and every one of us, God, according to your word. In Christ's name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
And amen. Thank you very much there, Bishop.
You're very much welcome.
Pastor, we say thank you to you too, yes. So we'll say so long for everyone. Keep in prayer. Go to God with your request. You have to be perfect. Well, perfect as perfect can be. But God wants you to repent your sins before him. Don't go to him and say, here I am, give me my blessing. It doesn't work like that. So
amen.
Until next week, we want to say God bless you. get your blessings. We move forward from there. All right, Bishop, we'll see you next week. God willing.
Next week. God willing. God bless.
Next week. God bless.